This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Friday morning. It is April 4th. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
High of 51 degrees, dry throughout the day. The rain does return tonight. But hey, dry throughout the day, I'll take that. 51 degrees, I'll take that.
Yes, much better than rain and yuck.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he?
No one knows.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Come on, you can end this game. Today could be the day. Right into the weekend. Can you right imagine the end of the weekend?
That would be amazing. And then it would be done. Finally over.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name has been in the envelope since January. We take one guess a day. There is no prize attached. And we need a guess every day. So obviously this is a new day. We need another guess.
When you say it like that, it sounds so appealing. There's no prize attached. There's just the glory of guessing it.
I would just
after months and months and months.
I just love the reaction of anybody. This is their first time listening to the show.
Like, what's like, wrong with those people?
What is happening?
Right.
All right. And we need a phone call, not a DM. Well, you have to call us with your guess, please. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. It's Friday. Heading to the weekend, 51 degrees and dry for most of the day. I'll take that.
Sounds good. Yeah.
And it's a big day. My daughter turns 18 today.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
How exciting.
Shares a birthday with my daughter, who is now double digits today.
Oh,
she turns 10.
That's a big one.
So 10 and 18, that's a big, big day, April 4th.
It goes fast.
I bet. Yeah, it's like it definitely goes fast. So happy birthday to her. That is a big deal.
How are you celebrating her 18th birthday?
She is going out with her friends, dinner and bowling. She's on the high school bowling team, so a bunch of them are going bowling tonight.
Ugh, it's when they turn teen, it's all about the friends. Why don't they want to hang out with us?
It's already getting there, even at 10. Not quite yet, but it gets there. And they want nothing to do with you or very little, you know, when they want money or something.
Exactly.
Fed or money.
Then they're super nice.
Yeah, then I'm very important.
Yes! Hi, Mom. How's your day?
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you calling for dead guy in an envelope?
I am.
What's your guess?
I am going to guess Jerry Springer.
It's not Jerry Springer. I'm sorry.
That would have been great heading into the weekend.
It would have been.
All right. Well, have a good day celebrating the birthday as well. We really appreciate that. And have a great weekend, too.
All right. Thank you. You too.
So I'm going to show you something. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I mentioned this before, and I'll give her more of a shout-out, I think, when she wakes up. But my daughter, Izzy, is 10 years old. Today, it's her birthday. It's exciting. We do a lot of online shopping, right? You give some things. She gives you an item. I don't know if the boys do this or not, but Izzy has an entire CapCut presentation on items she would like.
Oh, no, I don't have that.
Okay.
Please don't tell my children that.
There's an entire presentation. She will put pink hearts next to things that she would really like.
That's cute.
And there's other, you know, varying price points. A nice, you know, a Temu machine, a Target. Like, it runs. It's very much like Oprah's favorite things, but the child version
of
this.
A nice variety of items.
So, a lot of the items I have. But there's always, I feel like, there's always one item that they really want that you can almost even discard the rest of maybe the smaller items or whatever.
Of course, yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm going to show you the alert I got yesterday. Once again, today is her birthday. I got this alert yesterday.
Okay.
Today is her birthday. I got this alert yesterday. I need your comment on this. I'm going to give you my phone.
All right. Oh, God. Well, I've never even... What is... Can I read this?
Please.
What is misshipped?
Have you ever heard of the term?
I've never heard of misshipped, and it was twice misshipped from Madison, Ohio. Now
so you're ordering something for Noah or Max or Nate prior to his birthday. It is the eve of the birthday, and you get an alert. It was apparently in Menor, and then it was misshipped to Madison, which also begins with an M, I understand. And by the way, how this doesn't happen more often, I am always blown away by... Whether it is Prime or, I mean, FedEx or, I can't believe that the majority of the packages get to where they're going to get because
it's, no kidding.
You have a bajillion packages. I'm certainly not upset about it. I just had never heard the term misshipped, and I even put it on my personal pages and said, will Izzy get her gift in time?
Here's my question, though, about misshipped, which it says, this is like your tracking history, right? And the first two steps say misshipped.
Yeah, the most recent steps, yes, misshipped.
Oh, those are the most recent.
So
I thought that was the beginning.
It starts from Cleveland, goes to Wycliffe, it goes then apparently to Madison.
But like, how do they know it's misshipped? If they know it's misshipped, then it should be correctly shipped.
I think it went past Menor and went to Madison, I believe, and it says it twice, M-I-S hyphen shipped. I mean, it is misshipped.
I read that backwards. Can I see it one more time? Wait. So it starts here. Oh, I see, and it goes up. Yeah, well, the good news is it looks like you just have one more dot to get to, get to Menor.
It's a long journey from that to that last dot sometimes, though. So I don't know if it's going to be a thing. Clearly, it'll be a great birthday no matter what. But I was really hoping that thing would make it. And if it, once again, does it make it or break it? No. But just when I saw misshipped, I said, you know what? I'm going to ask Jen tomorrow morning if she's even heard the phrasing misshipped. Okay.
Never. Why do I feel like you often have a shipping issue like that? Like you've had
a different terminology. I have.
Not misshipped.
Yeah,
but,
it's usually good luck.
Yeah.
Not coming today, sir.
Right.
Get it yourself.
Right.
Right. I actually have had a couple of snags.
You've had several issues like that on like significant occasions. So
yeah, I don't know.
Well, I hope Izzy gets her gift. At least her birthday's on a Friday. That's nice.
It is nice.
That's fun. For double digits, that's a big deal. You can celebrate
exciting.
All weekend long.
I'll have to mention this time Monday if it happened to make it.
Yes, please do.
Star 102, Cleveland's Phil. Good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Stevie on the socials coming up next.
There's a mom on TikTok who has racked up more than 4 million views on a video where she gives a rundown of what she charges her husband for all the stay-at-home mom services she provides per week. And the list is crazy.
She charges her husband?
Yes.
This is amazing. Does he willingly pay for this?
You know, I think the video is more satire-like, but it really shows you all the things that she's doing all day. And she kind of breaks it down item by item and says that if he ever doesn't want to pay it, he could just do it and then he won't have to pay it. So
this is genius.
Oh, and it's next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
If you ever feel like your partner doesn't appreciate or even see all the stuff you do for the kids around the house, there's a stay-at-home mom that has come up with a perfect way to make sure that doesn't happen to her. She lays it all out in a now viral TikTok video. It's received over 4 million views. The creator's name is Amber Audrey, and she looks straight into the camera and gives deadpan rundown of how much she charges her husband for all the stuff she does in a week. When you add it all up, the total is It's like $140,000 a year. Like each week, it's like $2,700.
I'd still take the over.
Yeah.
Everything that is done in the house that goes unappreciated by other members of the house, and not being me, it just goes, I don't want to say unnoticed, unappreciated. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think I would take the over on 140. Seriously, everything that's done?
It's what a lot of the comments are saying, that she needs to up her prices.
But I know, I'm curious about the rates.
If you're curious of what she's charging for and kind of a loose breakdown, here we go.
I charge him $20 per load of dishes that I do. I usually do that about 2 to 3 times a day. I charge $35 per load of laundry, $60 per bathroom per clean. I charge $100 to clean all the floors, $50 for my car shuttle services because I take the kids to art class, to gymnastics, to baseball, soccer, $75 for my grocery shopping fee, does not include the groceries, $50 for my personal chef services.
Yeah. Oh, personal. I was going to say she needs to add meal planning in there. I think one of the most challenging parts of being a mom and having a family is every single day you have to feed them and you have to figure out what they're going to eat. I mean, it is, which sounds so silly, but it is the most difficult part.
I am usually tasked with one day a week. One day is my job to make
food?
That dinner. Yes. One day. It's just, you know, we have different chores, you know, maybe I do the bathrooms, I do whatever, you know, I do the dishes, things like that. But one day is my day. And everybody knows that's pizza day.
You are ridiculous.
Are you at least making the pizza or is it
is it homemade?
I'm making it arrive at the house.
Wow.
So do you go pick it up or is it?
Do I have a promo code? Is it free delivery that day?
All
right.
Wow.
What? Is that bad to admit? Well, they're getting fed.
No, they like
it. They're getting either that, or it is a nice frozen Zatarain's chicken.
Like a free man. Hey, at least listen.
They're eating food.
There's a lot of times you see on TikTok or social media, they talk about mental load. And if you can release the mental load from your partner to actually take care of the meal, whether it is pizza or a frozen, whatever it is, just to have it handled is awesome.
Also, and we'll get to the rest of the list in just a sec here. I also feel like, so if you're cooking, the other person has to clean.
100%.
You cannot, 100%. If you are making that mess, like make that mess. Whoever the significant other is, you have to do the pots and the pans and the cleaning and this and that, loading the dishwasher, unloading the dishwasher. Like I am a big person. Like that, you have to do that.
That's
you
how it goes in our house too.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except, you know, sometimes you need to do a better job with the pots and pans. I'm just, you know, like scrubbing.
Like hand scrubbing those things?
Well, I mean, you know.
Like, is there a little pasta crust on there?
Yeah, like sometimes you want to, sometimes I want to get in there and coach the cleaning and then I'm like, I really need
don't.
To. Oh, I never.
And I need, when I'm
never.
Doing it, I need an empty kitchen. Like, I do not need a supervisory role as I am doing that. I don't need a supervisor. I can clean the stuff. I know how to clean the stuff. I don't need a supervisor.
I get yelled at this all day. Like, I can't do this while you're in here. There's not enough room in this kitchen.
There is not enough room. And I know that you're judging what I am doing and I don't need that. I do not need a life coach. I am cleaning the plates and it's fine. Oh, I believe that. All right, we're getting to the rest of the list. Don't. The kitchen is only so big. Oh, please. Okay, I think we derailed Stevie on the socials there for a second.
Sorry,
on Star
Stevie.
102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
She did reveal how much she gets paid from him and where all the money she gets from him goes.
The total that I charge my husband every week is about $2,700. If he wants to save money, he can help me do any of these tasks. It doesn't leave much for him at the end of the month, but it does give me enough to pay my mortgage. It gives me enough to pay the car payment, car insurance, water, electric, groceries, stuff like that I need to get taken care of. So ultimately, it does kind of make me the breadwinner in my household.
I love her logic.
Right?
That's awesome.
She really brought it together.
And you said a lot of the comments were positive for her.
Yeah, they were saying that, the video was obviously like she was kind of joking around. So someone commented saying this may be satire, but it 100% puts into perspective how much a stay-at-home mom actually does. And a lot of them, people are saying that she may be undercharging and needs to increase her prices.
Yeah, agree. Let alone, I wonder how old her kids are. Because if they're babies, oh my God.
I think they range, some of them, they're wide, but one is still, young.
Yeah. That is a good, very good breakdown. Great Stevie on the socials on Star 102.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Very special day today. I now have a daughter that's double digits.
That's such a great birthday.
10 years old today. Have a little birthday party, some presents. I was, she's on TikTok. Of course, I'm on TikTok. So I was messaging her early today and I said, happy birthday, Is. And then I said, why are you up so early? Daddy, I have to shower. I was like, oh, that's true. You got to get ready for school, ready. It's a big day.
That is a big day.
Yeah, she's not exactly pleased. First of all, happy birthday, Izzy. I love you. And she said, because they have the testing, like the testing began yesterday. And
like the error testing or whatever is going on this week. Yeah,
so
that's right.
It was last week. She said, Daddy, guess what's on my birthday? And this is not good. What's going on is what's happening. There's school testing on my birthday.
How dare they?
I can't believe, you know, they should adjust that. They should, but then it would be on somebody else's birthday. Like, I get the testing done before you know at the end of the year. So,
that's a bummer. That's nice. She has a Friday birthday and she can have a party with friends. Yeah, I assume you're doing a party of some sort.
Yeah, I got the cake. She had the cake. I said this before. I said she had an entire presentation on items that she would like.
Love that.
There was pink hearts next to the items she really likes and no pink hearts next to the ones that she, you know, they were mid.
Did she, was it last year she requested a Buffalo Bills cake? Was that?
You know what? I don't want to go down that path, Jen.
She's
beginning
just
to shed some of that. Not that she doesn't like the Buffalo Bills, but it's not a cake.
I was just curious.
Cake. It is a white cake and she wants, what is it? Like the pink, like pink ribbons on the cake. It's an entire thing. She let us know.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's going to be that.
Well, happy birthday.
Bring up that Bill's cake.
That was her birthday last year,
wasn't it? Yeah, she was very excited about that. So
Okay. Pink Have ribbons a is school, a significant
kiddo.
Difference.
I know you're listening. Have fun at the bus stop. Have fun at school. Love you. I can't believe you're 10. Star 102, good morning.
Hey, it's Uber Ken.
Uber Ken, how are you?
I am great.
See, you're always in the car. I feel like we have something new at Star 102, and I feel like you should enter it because I want to see on my RDS, on the readout display of your radio, I want it to say Uber Ken, and that we called it a car star, and I think you should be our first one.
Okay. Well, what is it?
You have to go to our website, star102cleveland.com, and you just tell us your name and what city you're from. And then it'll be on that readout. Like when you're listening to Star 102, you'll be the car star.
It's like
you'll
a shout out. And everybody will see it. Like when I'm looking at Star 102, it'll say Uber Ken from wherever. Like, thank you for listening. I think that's so cool.
Oh, that is sounds cool.
It's 46 degrees in today's Star City, Grafton. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. DC Studios has released an extended preview of the Superman movie. Remember, it was shot in Cleveland, premiered at CinemaCon this week. It's a 5-minute sneak peek. You can see Terminal Tower, Public Square, the arcade, Progressive Field. The film will be released.
You can legitimately see them.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
I mean, it's so funny because when I watch even the little, and I have not watched this full 5 minutes, but even the little bit that they've dropped here and there, it isn't like, oh, I kind of see a blue seed or maybe the grass of the outfield or progressive field and you can't really tell. I mean, specifically the arcade. I mean,
very recognizable.
Downtown Cleveland, the arcade. It is Progressive Field. It is very, very cool. This isn't just a little glimpse of, oh, it's a parking deck that could be anywhere. No, that is 100% yeah. Cleveland, Ohio in there. I just think it is the coolest thing ever.
It's going to be so fun. The movie comes out July 11th of this year. Cleveland Monsters transforming into the Cleveland Pierogies this weekend, celebrating the Polish-American community, wearing Cleveland Pierogies Hockey Club uniforms during their games tonight and tomorrow for Pucks and Pierogies weekend. More than 2 million votes have come in for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote. So who's topping the list right now? Number three, we've got Billy Idol. Number two, Bad Company. And at over 272,000 votes, Phish. You can vote online at vote.rockhall.com.
I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know, in celebration of this latest update, we will play another round of Know the Nominee. I will have clips of songs from the possible inductees, from the nominees. I will play those clips of songs for Stevie. I still have the list here of the bands or of the artists, and she tries to tell us which one it is. That's coming
up. Can I say something to you? You have a very creative mind. You've come up with some awesome stuff. Many. Over the years I've known you, just so creative. This might be one of my most favorite things we have ever done on this show.
You got national recognition for that bit.
It's so good. It's so good. And I love that Stevie, I was just going to say, I love that Stevie is such a good sport about it. It is so fun. And if you've never heard us play this game, we will play.
Yeah. It's either 7-10 or 8-10. We'll definitely let you know this weekend and push it out on the socials. But she is such a good sport about this. And it is so funny.
Yes.
She clearly, on the other side of it, roasts us about Disney, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Big
like
time.
She definitely brings it back. And it is just, it is a great, great game that we'll play on Monday.
Dolly Parton has partnered with Khloe Kardashian's brand Good American to release some new denim called Dolly's Jolene's. I'm so mad you don't have more commentary on this, Tim Richards. I think it's the greatest thing ever. They're available on the Good American website. You can also get them
on. You going to get some? You going to come in here with some Jolene's?
To get the Dolly Jolene's. I don't like the crystal ones so much, but just the regular pair, not so bad. And they were...
What's the difference?
Crystal denim has like little crystals
it
all
is,
over
right?
the
That's
pants.
What it is. Okay.
Yeah,
just
but
for
I mean, there's like denim vests and gingham shirts and stuff. I mean,
please walk into the studio with a denim vest.
They're very in right
they
now.
Are. That's what I'm saying. Are you going to get one? Are you going to get a jean?
Listen, there's like a lesser version of it at like Old Navy. I think I can get that one.
The denim vest called
on Good American is like $179. I don't need an investment piece. On a denim vest. That's like one season.
Yeah.
Flare jeans, $174.
I'm getting a no out of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Concert tee, by the way, $79 for Dolly. But I mean, people love Dolly Parton.
You see those jeans are like $220?
The crystal denim.
Okay.
But if you do the flare jeans, they're $174.
All right, there you go.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,